Kurbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Samach Zayin. We are here on Samach Vav Amabez, about 4 or 5 lines up. Vahare Marish Deika Shinoi Hashem. If you remember from yesterday, right at the end, right, Rav Yosef has suggested that Shinoi Hashem Kishinoi Maisa Dami, right, that Shinoi Hashem is like changing an item's name. It's just like the changing the item in of itself, and therefore it should be Kona, it should acquire it. So the Gemara now says, one second, Gemara has asked a kasha on that. The Shinoi Hashem is going to be Kona, right, for let's say for a Goslin or whatever, in that scenario. So the Gemara says, "V'harei marish dika Shinoi Hashem to make karik shura v'hashta talala." Right, again, by the case of a beam, right, somebody stole a beam of wood, right, and built it into a house. So originally it was called a kshura, it was called a beam, and now it's called talala, is the ceiling, is the top of it. Right, if they put, it's literally the bottom of the second floor, right? It's called something else. It's not, but we learned in the Mishnah again. The Mishnah is in Gittin, if you remember from Seder Noshim. Ala Marisha Gozel Shabanova Bira Venotel Domov Mepnei Tekanos Hashavim. Right, we said that was the whole what's it called that basically that even though yes, in Echanami Midaraisa, he should have to give it back, right? But it was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Gugudo had said. Right, that if he put it back, or if he built that piece of wood into the roof, right, he's only going to be able to claim the value of the item, because you're not going to make the guy kind of take apart, right, his his entire house in order to do tshuva to give back, right, the item. Right, no one's going to do tshuva; they have to literally tear down their house. So time up, but the only reason, right, that he doesn't have to give it back, right, is because we want this guy, right, to do tshuva, right, and we're not going to make him, we're not going to force him to take apart his house. But without that, right, it would have to go, you would have to give it back to him. Meaning the whole reason you don't have to give it back to him is because we don't want him to, to not get around to it, not to do tshuva. But without that reason, right, Pasha says, you really should break your house and give him the beam back. So we see now that you changed the wood and beam from a beam into a roof or a floor, right? So then we see that Shinoi is not Kona, and Shinoi Hashem does not, change the ownership. So Rav Yosef says not. Marish Shema Olav, that again, if it's a marish, it's still a beam. A beam is still a beam. Right? You put a beam into a wooden floor or a wooden ceiling, the ceiling is still a bunch of beams. Detanya is one of the brises that slows abayis elu malatim. Right, ha'ubim elum reishos. Again, that's just talking about different parts of the house. Right, that's actually it's coming from very fascinating. If you ever read it, it's Yechezkel's Nevuah about the third base Amikdash. Fascinating over there. You should check it out if you have a chance. But it says a lot of interesting, very interesting things. One of them being that the base Amikdash is not going to be in the same place. Okay, whatever. You can, now that I've hopefully piqued your interest, you can go check it out. So he calls it, right, the ubim are the marishos, or are the beams, right, even though you're building into the Beis HaMikdash, right, they're still called beams. Okay, so that's not really, there's really no Shinoi Hashem by the case of a beam. And therefore, you could still hold that Shinoi Hashem would be Kona. But Amar Rabbi Zera says, the Shinoi Achosel Abriyos, or Shinoi Hashem, or Lo Shinoi Hashem. Meaning, if you could reverse and undo the change that you made, right, so then that doesn't count, right? In this case, because what is it? Again, roof is a bunch of beams. Could you theoretically take the beams out and then it would be a beam again? Yes, right? If you took an item and, if you took, gold and melted it down and made it into a ring, well, I guess you could probably, that's a bad example, because you could melt it down and make it gold again. All right, you get the point, right? Anyway, if you could undo what you did, so that's not going to be a kinui. A shinoi that is Kona that's going to acquire for somebody else. Okay. A shinoi Hashem, I know Chos Labriyoso might have a shinoi. Well, the Gemara just, one second. But a shinoi Hashem, something that is not reversible, right? That if you change the name of an item and you can't get it back, right? Is that really true that it would be a proper shinoi? That's what Rabbi Zera just said. That's like, since the beam, you could get back to being a beam, then it's not shinoi Hashem. But if it was something you couldn't reverse, then it would be a shinoi, and then it would be Kona. So the problem is, what about the case of a pipe? Right, originally, I get a wooden pipe. Right, originally it was a piece of wood, and now it's a pipe. If you carved out a pipe out of wood, and then you made it kavua, you set it into the ground. So then pozol is a mikvah. That's going to posel the mikvah. Why is that? What's going on over here? So the halacha is that a mikvah has to be mayim chayim. Has to be, let's just use rainwater, for example, right? It has to be regular, proper water. If it is handled in a kli of any sort, then it becomes mayim shuvim. Then it becomes water that is no good for a mikvah. So here the case is, if you made a kli, right, you made this pipe, stuck it into the ground, so Pasha says to irrigate, let's say, the water into the mikvah, right, to kind of reroute the rainwater into the mikvah. But if you made it into a pipe and then you put it in the ground, that's posel as a mikvah. That's no good because it's considered to be a pipe, considered to be a kli, and that is mayim shuvim, that's no good. But if kavu v'sof chokko, then ain't no posel as a mikvah. But if you put it into the ground and then kind of carved it out, so then that's fine because it was never considered to be a kli. It was part of the ground. V'yamar amris, and if you're going to tell me that shini hashem milsehi, so feel kavu v'sof chokko, not even posel. If you tell me that changing the name is something, right? So it should also be posel if you put it in the ground and then carved it out. Right? Meaning what's again? Yeah, because you could undo it. You could just take it out. Right, and you can that shouldn't be a full shinoi. So Gemara says, "Shiny shivim adimi derabanan." He says, "Gemara says, yeah, echanami." Right, but mayim shuvim, right, the psul of mayim shuvim is a din derabanan, and therefore, right, that echanami that normally, right, it would be a kli, but it would not be a kli. Since the whole thing is derabanan, normally, yes, shinui hashem would be kona, right? And if you put it in the ground, right, and then you carved it out, that would also be a kli. But since the derabanan, right, mayim shuvim, they didn't want to make it so difficult for you to get water into a mikvah, so therefore they didn't pasel, right? They didn't call it mayim shuvim in that case. But one second, if they're not calling, right, that a kli, why do they call it a kli in the first case, where you carved it into a pipe and then stuck it in the ground? No, because there, right, when you take it out, right, when it's you're literally holding a pipe in your hands, that's a kli. Right, haka, but here you literally affix the wood into the ground and then use your drill and drilled it out. Here, Torah's kli alav batalish, right, when it was not in the ground, it wasn't a kli, it was just a block of wood, meaning it never had a moment when it was out of the ground. Right, and functioned as a kli, so therefore, but they didn't apply it in that scenario. Okay, fine. Maybe hold on. I want to ask another kasha. This kasha is not on Rabbi Zera. Now we're going back to Rabbi Yosef again. That Rabbi Yosef holds. Now this is already back to Rabbi Yosef that Yeish, right, is not Kona. That's if you remember. That's not what we said at the end, but that Rabbi Yosef said yesterday that the Yeish is not Kona. So Gemara says one second. Mesve. Haganav, Hagazlan, Va'anos. Anos is a chamsin that we saw before, right? Haganav, someone who steals at night. Someone Gazlan steals during the day for the guy's face. A chamsin is someone. Anos is a chamsin, someone who forces someone to take money for something. Hegdesh and Hegdesh, Trumas and Truma, Maesros and Maeser, right? Everything they do, right, is legit. Now, obviously, you can't be Torah Misha and Shalom. You can't do any of these things if it's not yours. So clearly, right, the case is where the guy, stole something, and the Bailim were Meyayish, they gave up hope of getting it back. And the Chora, right, those items then become the thief's. So the Gemara says, Amri no, Hasam Ika Shinu Hashem. There, right, those cases, there's a Shinu Hashem, in addition, right, the Meikara Tivla Vahashta Truma, right, and Hekdesh Meikara Chulin Vahashta Hekdesh. Because now you changed it. You changed it from being Tevel to Hekdesh. You changed it from regular Tevel to Truma. So that's also a Shinu Hashem, that's therefore they acquired it through that. Amri Chizd Amri Yochanan. Minayin the shinui kona. Now we're going to get into the whole discussion of shinui kona. Is shinui, how do you know that that's actually true? That if you do something to the item, you change the item, we spoke about already yesterday, that is going to be kona, you're going to acquire it. Shinam Pazik says, Veshavas Exela, Asher Gazal. I'll quote that part of it. We're going to ask what that, right now, we're going to ask, My Tamaloma Asher Gazal. But basically, the Pazik says, we have to return the item that you stole. You have to return the stolen item that you stole. So that's what the pasuk says, right? Heshev is exela. You should return the stolen item that you stole. So obviously, you stole it, right? We know. So matam lo ma'asher gozel. What does that teach me? Im kein shegozel yachzer. Because if you have it, meaning if it's like the time when you stole it, meaning if the item still exists in the same manner in which we stole it, so then give it back. From love, but if not, damim ba'alma ba'yishlume, you have to pay money. So the Gemara says, "Asher gozel my bayim." Meaning that teaches me that you've acquired it and you owe him the money for it. Right, the item has become yours. Asher gozel my bayim lemuta gezel aviv. Asher ino mosif chomesh al gezel aviv. But that pause. Hold on, one second. We need that for another drasha. It teaches me that you're not going to pay a chomesh, right, if your father stole something and then rechmal suddenly passed away. Right, and let's say if you remember from 2 days ago, I think, right, he had a shvus bikat, maybe three. Yeah, shvus bikat, and he swore that he didn't have it. Right, so then he admitted, right, they found out later that he did, so he's chayev to pay Karen, Chomesh, and Korban Asham. So you don't pay the Chomesh, you don't pay the extra, right? If if the guy passes away, now it's up to his sons or his inheritors, or whatever, to pay that. To pay that money. So that's that drasha. We need that for that drasha. How can you learn from this? Therefore, if you really only wanted to teach me that you're not going to pay for the father's chomesh, that's gezelo, his gezel. Asher gezel, amalil mechtav, right? So shmami natarti, right? So once it says asher gezel, then you can learn both of them. Okay. Some people say, I'm Rabbi Chisra Yochanan, minayin l'shinoi she'eno kona. Some people say that really, Rabbi Yonasan said, Rabbi Chisra said the name of Rabbi Yonasan, that shinoi is not kona. And how do you know that's true? And he learns it, v'heshev is a mishemer. Again, same pasuk, but the reverse drasha. Shinemer v'heshev is a gzela mikol makom. That you have to return the stolen item, mimarashach, right? Any scenario, right? Regardless of what's happened to it. And even if you changed it, it still has not become yours, you have to give it back to them. But didn't it say that you stole? So the Gemara says, when we buy lay al shalom mosif chomesh, the in mosif chomesh al gezel aviv. In this version, yeah, Taka, we do use that pasuk to teach me only the halacha of the not paying a chomesh that what the father stole, and we don't say that you can also learn right, to our case over here, and therefore right, we see that shinui is eno kona. Amar Ula says menayin yili yeyush eno kona. How do you know that yeyush? Again, this shita according to Ula that yeyush does not acquire even if the guy gives up. Right, still the gazlan does not acquire the item. Shnamas Pazik says, "Vavisem gazul v'esapiseach v'esachola." You bring whatever is stolen, what is piseach. Has some sort of injury or chola, something that is sick. That's a nevuah in where is that? Okay, Malachi. Saying that basically that's telling the Bnei Yisrael not to bring bad korbanos. So the Gemara says and just lines up. Gozul dumya de piseach. Again, stealing right, that you stole it is similar to one that's piseach that's damaged that is hurt. Just like if there's some sort of injury to the korban that you can't fix, let's say a mum kavua, I forget the phrase. The mum over is the one that heals itself, and a mum I don't know shein over maybe I don't forget exactly the phrase. But meaning if it's some sort of the animal is missing a leg, right, so there's nothing you can do for it, right? You can't bring it as a korban. So too gezel also, right? You can't fix it. You can't can't bring that as a korban. So that's what Gemara says. And I'm a base, right? Af gozel delas like takanta, right? You can't do anything about a stolen animal. You can't bring it as a korban. Lo shna lefnei yesh, lo shna l'achar yesh. Doesn't matter, right? Whether there's yesh or not. Rava amar mehacha. Rava says from a different pasuk, right? Korbano pasuk says that's imalah korbano. Yakruvenu, v'lo gozul, right? It has to be your korban, no, his korban, right? It has to be, and not something that was stolen. Imas, when did you? What's going on in this case? Ilim lefnei yeyush. If you tell me it's before the guy gave up hope of getting his animal back, well, pshito, that's obvious, right? So lamid likra, you don't need a pasuk to tell me you can't bring someone else's animal as a korban. So elo lav lachar yeyush. Must be that no, the owner gave up. Shmamina yeyush lo kani. Shmamina. Apparently, you see that yeyush does not acquire the stolen item for the thief, and he still can't bring it. Right, as a korban. Aye, but if you remember yesterday, one second, Rava who Amar Gazel Korban the Chavre. But one second, didn't we quote this yesterday? Right, and Rava said, right, that's where the guy stole somebody else's korban. Right, it has nothing to do with Yeish Kona. So the Gemara says, Ibo Yisayim Lahadarbe. So you could say either, yeah, and Echanami said that, but he took it back, and therefore he used this. Then he used this to prove. Right, that Yesh is Lokona. Ibo Yisayim, or you could say Chaminai Rav Papa Amra, or you could say that one of them was Rav Papa. Now, Tosis asks the obvious question. What do you mean one of them was Rav Papa? Right? Rava and Rav Papa do not sound alike. Okay, maybe in the English vernacular, right? If I say Rava and Rav Papa, so I say it really fast, it sounds very similar. But in Hebrew, it's not, how do you get, okay, Rava and Rabba, right, with an aleph, with a hey, that I get. But how could you confuse Rava and Rav Papa? So if you look at Tosis, the Ramaschal Rava, he says, fascinating, right, that Rav Papa was Rava's Talmud, right, and Rava was his Rebbe. So basically, sometimes, right, the Talmud says things, right, everything he says is from his Rebbe. And sometimes he just says stuff, and they just say, oh, yeah, it's from his Rebbe, because they knew, that, right, he was such a good Talmud, such a close Talmud, right, he always quoted him. So they just kind of, attributed it, right, to Rava, but really, it happened to have been Rav Papa's own opinion. Okay, fine. Now, switching gears, we go back to the Mishnah. If you remember, the Mishnah said, a dalad v'hei, right, only pays by a sheep, right, and an ox, by a shor and a seh. Right, four for the shore, four for the set, and five for the ox. So the Gemara is going to say, basically, we have to dash now. That's what we'll do, basically, till the two dots. Why is that so limited, right? All these, right, we had all these other cases, call, product, call, right? We had, include this, include that, this pays kafel, all this, right? So why, by dollar of the hay, is it so limited to the only a case where you steal a shor or a ses? The Gemara says right away, why? Nelev shor, shor, mi Shabbos. Why don't we have exer Shabbos, shor, shor, from Shabbos? Right? Again, by Shabbos, shor is not allowed to do work. And malahalan chayav of kayotze behem. Afkan chayav of kayotze behem. Right? By Shabbos, you're not allowed to have any of your animals do any work. So it applies to all animals. But it's true to everything. So why not over here? Right? Also, you can pay dollar behay if you steal, you steal a parrot or whatever, as they steal other birds, or let's say birds that are kosher, even whatever. So maybe you shouldn't apply specifically to shor and seh. So Rava says, yeah, because Amakra shor v'seh v'shor v'seh shnei pamim. Pasuk says twice shor and seh. Right, just a slide over to the Torah, or he says, "Ki ignov ish shor ose," right? A person steals a shor or a se. Utvacho macharo yishechted or sell it. Chamisha boker yishalim takas a shor. That's the second time. Verbatzon takas a se. Right, that's the second time for the se. It says right twice in that pasuk. So that's very, very, very specific. Right, I didn't give an example once. It said it twice. So then shor v'se in right media achrini lo. The Gemara says and right and only shor and se. Gemara says, Amri, one second, hi miyata, right? Which one, which shor and se, right, are extra? And obviously you need to have an extra one, right? Which one is the extra one? Because what's a nafkamina? Who cares? Well, we have other drushas right here that we're going to learn, right, from the shor and se. So obviously if you can't, right, if you hold that this teaches me that shor and se dafka, that's specifically shor and se dalavahe, then you can't use it to teach me something else, and then that teaches me, you know, whether the other halacha that you may have learned from it is true or not. So the Gemara says, which one is free? But Ilei Meshorva said the Seifa Miyater. If it's the second one, and so the Nichna Rachmana Ki Gnov Shor Oseh Tvacho Omecharo Chamisha Bakir Shalin Takas V'Arba Tachtav V'Arba Tzon Tachtav. Meaning, again, if you remember, we said the Shor and the Seh, right? You should pay five times for the Shor and four times for the se. You could have just said five times for it and four times for it. So problem is, because of Rachmana Haki, if that's what he would have said, Havamina, you might have thought, Baishlumi Tisha Lecholecha Vecha. You might have thought you had to pay nine, right, for each one, right? Four for it and five for it, right? You might have thought you had to pay nine. Fritema Haksiv Taktav Taktav, if you tell me it says for it twice, and Chad Taktav Meater, then you have one it would be extra. And that doesn't work because you need it for another drasha. The Tanya is learned in Rabbi. So Yochel Ganav Shor V'Seh Shor V'Seh. Sorry, that's weird. Right, it's not V'Seh, but not the yeah. Yochel Ganav Shor Shove Mone Yishalin Tachtav Negidim. Right, you might have thought that if you steal a shor that's worth a mone, you can give five. Now Negidim is like dying ones. If you look at Rashi, Rashi Gruyim, right, like Vayigva. Very, very weak and about to die. So you might have thought that you can repay, right? You stole an ox, a very healthy ox. You can pay five dying oxen. So the Gemara says, no, Tamalam or Tachtav Tachtav, right? It says, Tachas Hazeh, Tachas Hasheh. So Tachtav doesn't work. So you can't, you were already using the second shor and seh, right, by that treasure. So the Gemara says, Allah shor was said the ratio. It must be miyutar. It must be that the first two are extra. The nichtuv rachmana ki gnov ish tvacho macharo chamisha baker yishalim takos ashor v'abat tzon takos aseh. Right, you could have just said right without the examples. If you steal something, right, you have to pay five for that and four for that. So the Gemara says, "Kazer rachmana hachi havmina ad the gun of trei v'tavachlu." Gemara, well, if it would have said, right, if you steal something and you shecht it, so you might have thought that you only are going to pay four or five if you steal both of them. Right, not one of them. So Gemara says, well, utvacho, ksiv lechad. Well, it says, if you shecht it. So, obviously, you're only talking about one animal. So Gemara says, eimah the ad ganav v'harvayu mezavin lehu, maybe you have to steal both of them and sell them. So Gemara says, o mecharo, ksiv, right, lechad, right? It says in the singular, right? Mecharo, tvacho, or singular. Or maybe you might have thought if the Pasuk would have written it like that, ad ganav trei v'tavachad mezavin chad, maybe you have to steal both of them and sell one and shecht one. So Gemara says, o mecharo, right? Or, right, it's not ant. Aye, Vakati, but still, Havamina, you might have thought, Ad Ganev, Tarvaihu, right, Vatova Chad, Mishayer Chad, O Mizavin Chad, Mishayer Chad. You might have thought that if you wrote it like that, that it's only until you steal both animals and shecht one, or sell one, and leave the other one, meaning and keep the other one. So rather, right, it must be short the seifa v'seh the resha miyater. So therefore, we're going to combine the two, a combo plan. We're going to have the shore, the second shore, and the first seh. Right, the nichtam rachamana, because the pasuk could have said ki ignov ishor tvacho o mecharo chamisha baki yishan tachtav v'ar v'tzon tachat haseh. Right, because you have one tachtav and you have one specific example of seh. Shor the seif of seh the resha lamali. I mean, you could have written that, right? That right. Either you steal a shore and you're sure, and then you mention, meaning you mention shore at the beginning of the pasuk and seh at the end of the pasuk, and then we have one tachtav, and then we have o tvacho o mecharo. Right, and to learn all the other stuff. So shor the seif of v'seh the reisha lamali. So then shmami not shor v'seh in right midi achuni lo. So therefore we see that it is specific. Okay, we'll go back to the Hilgashas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.